بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Tonight this is our ninth and inshallah final session reading from Minhaj Yomi لطالب العلم, a daily routine for the seeker of knowledge by Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. The topic tonight is and a completion of the discussion of the fifth advice and then the discussion of the sixth advice that the Imam rahimahullah gave concerning the path of seeking knowledge. Before we go there, I want to quickly review some of the points that we discussed last week from question and study guide number 8. The first question being, and by the way, before we start reading the study guide, we did send out a modified study guide. There were 8 questions last week. The last question we didn't cover, so it was forwarded to this week. A question was added to the study guide as question number 3. So question number 3 that was on the study guide that we gave out last week is now question number 4, because a question was added after the second question. An extra question was added. That became question number 3. So after that, question number 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, all the numbers change, right? There's still 8 questions. There's one extra question. That's question number 3. And the last question is removed. If that's not clear, inshallah, it will become clear as we read through the questions. I did send out a modified question and study guide the next day, where the third question, yani, was replaced. In any case, question and study guide number 8, first question being, summarize the first 3 advices of the author, rahimahullah, under one's daily routine in the path of seeking knowledge. The first 3 advices. Any just quick summary of them. The first advice in summary, naam. You have a sore throat. Okay. Do the best you can.
Okay, the first advice, the author talks about the kitab Allah.
Naam. Naam. Shifak Allah. I have suffered this, but worse than you are experiencing right now. Well, I couldn't even talk. Naam. The first advice. No, it's clear. I understand what you said. The first advice is dealing with the Shaykh rahimahullah. He is advising that we strive to memorize the Book of Allah. And part of that advice, he said, and also make a specific portion of the Quran that you're going to read on a daily basis. That's the summary of it. Yeah, I need to memorize the Quran and to read daily. Huh? Naam, and that your reading should be, yani, with tadabbur and tafahum, that you should be contemplating, reflecting, trying to understand what you're reading. And then in the end of it, he said, yani, and yeah, any benefits that come to you during your reading, write them down. Write them down. Naam. The second advice, somebody else, summarize the second advice. What was the second advice in summary? Do you want to say? Yes. Murshid.
Routine with
that's the 4 areas. We're talking right now only about the advices in the last area, in the path of seeking knowledge. The Shaykh gave 6 advices. We covered, yani, 4 or 5 of them. Now, the second advice, the first advice, we memorize the Book of Abdul Qawi. Now, do the best you can to memorize the authentic Sunnah, Hadith from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The third advice, summary? Do not take knowledge in small amounts from here and there and everywhere, all over the place. But focus, yani, tarqiz wa thabat. Focus on the subject that you want to study and remain firm upon it until you complete, yani, something that will be the foundation of your studies in that particular area. Now, the fourth advice, I said the first 3, right? Okay, stop there. First 3. We'll come to the fourth one, inshallah. Question number 2. Discuss what is intended by the author, rahimahullah, in this third advice and how one establishes this knowledge-based foundation. Yani, the third advice of the author was ihris ala tarqiz wa thabat. Yani, strive to what? Focus on your subject and remain firm upon it until you complete something in such a way that you do not take knowledge from here and there in little bits from all over the place. Yani, but rather, because this, he said, will waste your time and also will scatter your mind and you'll be all over the place. Okay, this was the third advice. The question number 2 is, what was intended by the author when he said this yani tarqiz and thabat. What was intended by this? What did he mean by this as explained by Shaykh Abdul Razzaq? What did he mean by this and how is it established? How is this done? Yani first, what did he mean by it? Naam.
I wrote something down.
What did you write?
Studying and giving attention to the text that have been written by the scholars so that it become a foundation.
Yani what he meant is studying and giving attention to the mutun that have been written, that have been laid down by the scholars with the intention. The intention in writing these mutun and gathering these matters in a matin, the intention was so that it will be a foundation for the student of knowledge in the various areas, whether in aqidah or in hadith or fiqh or whatever. Okay, this is what Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah inshallah intended by at-tarqiz wa thabat. Yani to focus on establishing a knowledge-based foundation. Naam. Okay, so what Shaykh Abdul Razak is saying here, that what the Shaykh intends here is what he means here is that a person establish a knowledge-based foundation in the various sciences or various fields of knowledge, and the way that is done, the manner or the method of doing so is by what he said, focusing, giving attention to the mutun, those bodies of knowledge, those books, the text of which is intended to be memorized and studied carefully so that it would be a foundation for the student of knowledge in the various fields of knowledge. Okay, so the focusing on the mutun, giving attention to them, is what is intended here, and this is how you establish the knowledge based foundation upon which you will build your knowledge in any particular field. Now, Muhammad.
Study them thoroughly and to look at them from every angle so you get a examine them completely.
To study them thoroughly, to examine them completely, carefully. Yes, this is the mutun is to be memorized, but it has to be studied. It has to be examined, it has to be looked at from every angle until you comprehend what it entails, because it's just a text. It's called metin because it's the text without the explanation, without the evidences necessarily sometimes. Maybe some of the evidences are mentioned, but the explanations of them and the researches and the ikhtilafat and all of that is not mentioned in the metin. The metin is the basic text that's going to be your foundation for any particular topic, whatever it might be, whatever science you're studying, whether it's tajweed or tawheed or whatever it might be. Now, anybody want to add to this something? Okay, let's look at the next question. By the way, this question number two is a very important question, that we understand it, that we comprehend it, and that we try to apply it in our lives. That we actually go to these texts, these bodies of knowledge in any field, and we study them carefully, and even though we're in Western society where memorization is not part of the educational system, we need, as Muslims, to try to begin memorizing. We have to memorize. We have to memorize the Quran, we have to memorize hadith, we have to memorize these bodies of knowledge that are the foundation for our studies of fiqh, usul fiqh, mustalah hadith, whatever it might be. Whatever it might be. This is very, very important. The third question I added, it wasn't on the questionnaire study guide last week, it was mention at least one example of these mutun which became the knowledge base foundation mentioned here. Mention one of these mutun. I mentioned last week four of them, and I also sent a note to the class with the exact titles of those four books that I mentioned and the authors of those books. All I want is the title of any one of those books. That's an example of a metin, example of the mutun that we're talking about here as being the knowledge-based foundation. Sharif.
40 hadith.
Okay, 40 hadith is definitely a metin. Now, it wasn't one of the ones that I mentioned, but it was mentioned in our discussion last week. 40 hadith. Now,
Imam
Nawawi. Now, Mustafa. Umdat al-Ahkam, naam. What else? Aqidah wasatiyya, we mentioned, naam. Taysir al-A'lam is the explanation of Umdat al-Ahkam, naam. What else?
Ajrumiyya,
al-Muqaddima al-Ajrumiyya. Anything else? That was, what about, we mentioned also in fiqh, I mentioned one book. Al-Durr, al-Bahiyya. في المسائل الفقهية by Sheikh Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Shawkani. In any case, these are examples, few examples of mutun. And by the way, one of the scholars in Medina, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Muhammad al-Qasimi, he is Imam al-Khatib in the Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif in the Prophet's Masjid in Medina, has a website in which he has a whole section just dealing with mutun. First level, second level, third level, fourth level, fifth, even a tamhidi, yani pre-first level, where he has mutun, very important mutun, texts in various sciences on different levels. That's really, really very important. We need to go back to them. In his first level, he has 40 hadith. In his first level, he has 40 hadith as a matin for the first level, along with al-usul al-thalatha, al-qawaid al-arba, and nawakid al-islam. Now, it has all of them.
Yeah, so I'll send you an email.
So that app with those mutun is something that a person looks at. Yani, depending on where you at, you might want to do it a little differently. But in any case, the point is, yani, the Shaykh, he gives us some of the important mutun in various sciences, in hadith, in fiqh, in tafsir, in tawheed, in aqidah, yani, in usul fiqh, in mustalah hadith. He gives us mutun for each one of these areas, according to the level, various different levels, ending up with Alfiya ibn Malik in the Arabic language. Now, starting out with Ajrumiya and ending up with Alfiya. So, Annie, this is something that we do want to look at and take some time to look at in the future. Okay, question number four, which last week was question number three, but it became number four now. Memorize the fourth advice of the author, rahimahullah, under one's daily routine in the path of seeking knowledge. Under what? One's daily routine in the path of seeking knowledge. What was the fourth advice of the Shaykh, rahimahullah? Anybody remember? Naam, Fadl, Abdul Haq. Now begin with the small books. And وَتَأَمَّلْهَا جَيْدًا يعني study them carefully. Reflect and contemplate, examine them carefully. Naam. ثُمَّ انتقل إلى ما فوقها. And then, after you take the small book in hadith or fiqh or tafsir or whatever, and study it carefully, then go to that which is above it, to the next level. Naam. حتى
تحصل على العلم شيئا فشيئا على وجهه يرسخ في قلبك وتطمئن إليه نفسك.
نفسك أحسنت ما شاء الله. يعني so that, يعني this methodology is used, the Shaykh says, so that what? So you will accumulate or achieve knowledge شيئا فشيئا, يعني little by little, gradually. Not trying to take it all at one time, gradually, little by little. And in that way, the knowledge will become firmly entrenched, yani firmly established, deeply rooted in your heart. And you'll be comfortable with it, at ease with it, confident of the knowledge that you have. This is a very important advice as well. Yani the fourth advice of the Shaykh. And the fifth, yani question, which was number four in last week's study guide, is outline the steps to be taken according to this fourth advice and the goal which is intended to achieve by them. Yani, this question, number five, is intended to examine that advice a little bit more carefully. What are the steps that are mentioned in this fourth advice, and what is the goal or the objective that is intended to be achieved by these steps? The first step is starting with the beginner's book, starting with the small books. That's the first step. Start with the small books, the most fundamental, basic, elementary in that particular field. Second thing, contemplate them. Study, examine carefully. Each one of those books that you take, study it carefully until you know it thoroughly. The third step, and then after that, go to the next level, to the next higher book, yani in the chain, according to the levels of the books in that particular field that you studied. And the objective of studying in this manner, it is so that you will achieve knowledge gradually, shay'an fa shay'an, in order for it to become deeply rooted, entrenched in your heart, and that you will be, yani, tatma'innu ilayhi nafsuka. Your nafs will be at ease with it. You'll be comfortable with that knowledge that you have gained. You won't be like a person who read a book and they know something from it, but if you start asking them questions, they'll be shaken. They'll be rattled. They won't be able to, they're not comfortable with the knowledge because they didn't take it gradually, little by little, and thoroughly. Now, so this is also tremendous advice from the Shaykh in this area of the path of seeking knowledge. May Allah enable us to implement this in our lives. Question number 6, discuss why Al-Arba'een, the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, has received a greater acceptance than other similar collections of 40 hadith that may have been written before or after it. Why is it that this book has such a beneficial effect generally on the people throughout the ages and all the lands, and why has it had this great acceptance over other books that are similar collections? Now, Mustafa. Other side, Mustafa over here, I'm sorry.
The hadith in 40 hadith.
Okay, because the hadith in 40 hadith
are very comprehensive.
Are very comprehensive, yani, because Imam Nawawi collected them. Yani, he carefully selected them from the comprehensive speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't just take every authentic hadith, but he looked for the comprehensive speech, al jawami.
All aspects of religion, aqidah, ibadah, and akhlaq.
And those hadith cover all the areas, yani the most important area, aqidah and ibadah, and also yani muamalah with the people, how you deal with the people. Yani, his book was received and is so beneficial because of what he has collected, how he was careful in selecting what he selected from the comprehensive speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such that those hadith that he selected, if a person memorized them thoroughly and understands their meanings by listening to or studying the explanations of the hadith from more than one scholar, from different scholars, from more than one scholar, not one explanation, but reading various explanations, then that person yani will find that this book, 40 hadith and similar books like that, will become a strong, firm foundation upon which one can base their aqidah and their ibadah and their mu'amalah with the people. Naam. 40 hadith. This is a book that we should memorize. Let's try to memorize it, inshallah. Question number 7, for real. Yeah, I'm not saying that just as a passing word. I mean it seriously. Now, question number 7. By the way, I made a few copies of this advice of Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen that I gave out last week, and I made some more copies. If anybody didn't get one and would like to take one, yani, it's the Sheikh's the complete advice that he gave here that we've been studying for the last few weeks. I have a few copies of it. If anybody needs a copy, then please take one of these with the intention, inshallah, that you're going to try to memorize it. With the intention, inshallah, you're going to raise your hand if you need one, so that make sure you get one as they go to the back, so we don't miss the brothers in the front. And also, we sent out a diagram last week, which is a diagram of all the advices that the Sheikh gave in all four areas in English for anybody who just wants to yani have the overview of all the advices that the Sheikh has given here on a one-page diagram. And if anybody didn't get a copy tonight of the one-page diagram or the one-page yani Arabic text of the Sheikh's advices, let me know, inshallah, we'll try to make it available for you. Even though we sent it to the class by email, but also we'll make a printed copy available in the near future for anybody who didn't get it. Okay, question number 7. Memorize the 5th advice of the author, rahimahullah, under one's daily routine in the path of seeking knowledge. The 5th advice of the author under one's daily routine in seeking knowledge. Now, anybody else have their hand up? Tayyib, fadda. من هذا الكبير.
ومن هذا القبيل قد قيل من هرم الوصول هرم
الوصول. نعم. And the Shaykh said, be diligent and eager in seeking to become acquainted with.
It was for the next question, like.
Oh, was it? I might have just. Well, it was last week. It was question number 6, but now it became question number 7. Memorize the 5th advice. Naam. Yani, person should be diligent in becoming acquainted with usul al-masail. Yani, the fundamental issues, not every side issue and secondary issue and branch, but most importantly, the fundamental issues. Yani, usul al-masail, the fundamental issues, like the issue of iman. What do the people of Sunnah say about iman, about qadr al-qadha, about yani fundamental issues, the basic foundation issues? Be acquainted with them, wa qawaidiha, and their principles, the principles related to them, and the principles related to them. And the Shaykh said, write down whatever you come across, yani from this area of the usul al-masal wa qawaidiha. Write it down, because it has been said, man hurima al-usul, man hurima al-usul, hurima al-wusul. Yani literally that means whoever has been deprived of al-usul, they will be deprived of al-wusul. Yani whoever been deprived of these fundamentals would be deprived of arriving, al-wusul. That's the literal meaning of it. And the understanding of it is in the next question, discuss the saying which summarizes the importance of being acquainted with usul al-masail, the fundamental issues, and al-qawaid. Discuss this yani saying which summarizes the importance of knowing these fundamental issues and their... What is the saying? The saying is, yani the saying that the Shaykh quoted here, who memorized the saying? Who memorized the saying? It's only a few words. Now, Muhammad. Naam, man hurima al-usul, hurima al-usul. And Shaykh al-Uthaymeen explained the meaning of it. He said, it means, ya'ani, the person who hurima al-usul, la yasil, will not reach ghayatahu. He will not reach his ghaya, ya'ani his hadaf, his goal, his objective. The person who doesn't get the fundamentals, the usul and the qawaid, they will not reach their goal. Yani you studying to learn about a certain knowledge, you're not going to reach the goal. You're not going to really get that knowledge unless you go to the fundamentals. Usul al-masail wa qawaidiha. You have to get this in order for you to reach the destination, to achieve the goal that is intended. Sheikh said this is the reality. Okay, the last question is forwarded to the study guide for tonight. So this will be the last question for the night. As far as the six advice, we're going to talk about that tonight, along with the discussion of Sheikh Abdul Razak of the fifth advice. We didn't read his discussion last week, so we're going to look at that tonight. Okay, tonight we're going to be reading in Arabic from the explanation or the commentary of Sheikh Abdul Razak of the fifth advice, which is in Arabic on page 52. Yani the fifth advice is on the top of page 52. We read the fifth advice, but we didn't discuss the Sheikh's commentary on it. And in English text, the fifth advice is on page 42. It's on near the top of page 42, where it says, text, strive to learn the principles and foundations surrounding the issues, and write down any of this type of information that you come across. So what it said, whoever is deprived of the foundation is deprived of reaching the truth of the matter. Yani literally, whoever is deprived of the foundations, the fundamentals, will be deprived of arriving at the destination that they intended. Let's see how the time looks right now. We don't have a lot of time. Wallahu musta'an. Okay, so on page 52, I'm reading from Arabic, and page 42 from English. The fifth principle, we read it last week. Ihris ala ma'arifati usul al-masail. Yani be diligent in becoming acquainted with, knowing about the fundamental issues. وَقَوَاعِدِهَا, and the principles related to them. وَقَيِّدْ قُلَّ شَيْءٍ يَمُرُّ بِكَ مِنْ هَذَا الْقَبِيلِ, and write down, قَيِّدْ, write down everything that you come across, yani from this area, yani of the, yani the masail, the fundamental issues and the qawaid. It has been said, indeed it has been said, whoever is deprived of the usul, the fundamentals, then they will be deprived of al-usul, yani arriving at their destination, their goal. Shaykh Abdul Razak says in commentary on this fifth advice of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he says, وَالْقَوَاعِدْ الَّتِي يُشِيرُ إِلَيْهَا الشَّيْخ رَحِمَهَا اللَّهِ وَيُؤَكِّدْ عَلَى الْعِنَايَ بِضَبْتِهَا هَذِهِ تَضْبُطْ لِطَالِبْ الْعِلْمِ عِلْمَهُ وَتَجْمَى لَهُ الْأَشْبَاهِ وَالنَّظَائِرِ وَتُزِيلُ عَنْهُ الْإِشْكَالَاتِ الْوَارِدَةِ لِأَنَّهُ يُرُدُّ الْأُمُورِ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْقَوَاعِدِ وَالْأُصُولِ الْكُلِّيَّةِ الْجَامِعَةِ. Yani, these principles, qawaid, that the Shaykh is pointing to, that Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen is pointing to in this fifth advice, and which he is reaffirming and emphasizing that we give care to making sure that we, yani, master them. The mastering of these principles for the student of knowledge will enable one to master the knowledge or the science, the field that you are studying. Knowing these principles will help you and enable you and strengthen you in being more precise and exact in the knowledge that you are trying to take. And it will also combine or bring together al-ashbah wal-nadhair, yani those things that are similar, that resemble one another, yani the issues that are similar to one another will come together under a principle that's related to all those things that come under that principle. So one principle will help you to collect, yani all together under that principle, various issues. There might be one principle, under it may come 50 or 60 or 70 different issues. And when a person understands that qa'ida well, that principle, then all of those issues and the correct view concerning them will be capsulized in the principle, in understanding the principle. So that anytime you see an issue that comes under that area, under that principle, then you will be clear on yani how to handle it. He said that it will also tuzilu anhu al-ishkalat al-warida, whatever type of problematic issues may come, this will help to yani reduce them or to diminish them or to remove them, the ishkalat. Yani there's a problem, this is not really crystal clear, so the principles, when we apply principles, it helps us yani for the most part, most of the time, to clarify those problems that will come. And this is because the student, when these problems come, يَرُدُّ الْأُمُورِ إِلَى هَذِي الْكَوَادِ وَالْأُصُولِ الْقُلِّيَ الْجَامِيَةِ, then he will refer back to these issues, he will refer them back to these principles and these fundamentals, these comprehensive, yani all-embracing fundamentals that he has learned. And this is the fact that once you learn these principles, and we mentioned some of them yani last week, and we mentioned probably some more tonight, when you learn these principles, you'll find a lot of issues coming under these principles, and they will become clear to you because you yani when you understand the principle. The Shaykh goes on to say, Shaykh Abdul Razak says, the ulama, al-ulama fil funun al-sharia harraru al-qawaid, yani the scholars in the various sciences of the sharia, funun al-sharia, in the various fields of study of the sharia, they have formulated precisely, yani they have accurately defined and compiled the qawaid in every science, yani ala sabil al-mithal, for example, in the chapter or the subject of al-asma wa sifat, yani the names of Allah and His characteristics, the Shaykh, meaning Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, he himself, rahimahullah, has written a book which is from the most beneficial of the books that have been written for the student of knowledge in this area, entitled Al-Qawaid Al-Muthla Fi Asma'illahi Wa Sifatihi Al-Husna. Yani Al-Qawaid Al-Muthla, the exemplary principles, they have translated like that. Al-Muthla, yani mithal, yani exemplary, and yani, model principles. The exemplary principles concerning the names of Allah and His beautiful characteristics or qualities. The Shaykh has written this book, a tremendous book. Yani whoever reads it is translated into English. Whoever reads it will definitely benefit from it. It's a little high level if a person is studying Asma wa Sifat for the first time. But I mean, in any case, the point is what? It's a collection that we are referring to here as Qawaid, a collection of Qawaid related to Asma wa Sifat. The Shaykh says the scholars have written Qawaid in Tafsir. They have written Qawaid in Fiqh. And they have written Qawaid in many other matters. For example, the Qawaid in Tafsir, the example I will give you is the example of the Muqaddimah. Muqaddimah fi Usul al-Tafsir. Muqaddimah fi Usul al-Tafsir by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. And that book has been explained. He has mentioned over 40-something principles in Tafsir. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. And Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen has written an explanation, a sharh, of the Muqaddimah of Ibn Taymiyyah, and that book is available in English, been translated into English. So even if a person didn't begin studying Arabic yet, you can read this book, which has what? Qawaid in Tafsir by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, with explanation by Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. In Fiqh, the book I want to refer you to in Fiqh is also a book. The reason why I pick certain books, because they're available to the people who are not studying Arabic. Because also everybody is not studying Arabic, right? Even though we should, but in any case, this book is also translated, Al-Qawaid Al-Fiqhiyya, by Shaykh Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di, the teacher of Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen. He wrote a book called Al-Qawaid Al-Fiqhiyya, and it's been translated into English. I don't remember who the translator is, but it's a tremendous book in which he mentions different qawaid, about 10 or 15 principles of fiqh. And some of them have subdivisions, and the Shaykh has mentioned each of these principles with an explanation of each principle and examples. Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sa'di, Al-Qawaid Al-Fiqhiyya. Yani, these are examples of what? Of the scholars who have written Qawaid in different fields of knowledge. Yani, the scholars have written Qawaid in every field, whether it's Tajweed or Tawheed, or Fiqh or Hadith, or whatever. Yani, in every field they have written Qawaid. And then he said, وَقَوَاعِدْ فِي أُمُورٍ كَثِيرًا يعني, in many umur, from amongst those umur is يعني, أصول الفقه. أصول الفقه. يعني, أصول الفقه is the broad-based principles that يعني, fiqh rulings are based upon. يعني, they are principles that the scholars use. Not just the evidences, the adillah from the Quran and Sunnah, but they are also principles. Broad principles in usul that the scholars refer to. And these principles are known as Usul al-Fiqh. Usul al-Fiqh. And there's a very important book called Al-Usul min Ilm al-Usul. Al-Usul min Ilm, ilm al-Usul. Yani the fundamental principles related to the science of Usul al-Fiqh. Related to the science of, yani Ilm al-Usul. Yani science of Usul al-Fiqh. So Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah has written some principles related to this field of Usul Al-Fiqh. And in the Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Muhammad Al-Qasimi, in his website where he has the mutun in different fields, he has for Usul al-Fiqh Al-Waraqat, which is a very important book in Usul al-Fiqh, a traditional book that most of the, yani, every student of knowledge who study Usul al-Fiqh, they probably study this book. It's taught in the Islamic University of Medina and all the colleges. Or it used to be anyway, 25 years ago. I don't know what's taught now. Curriculum has changed somewhat these days. Now, yani these are some examples of qawaid, of books of qawaid in various fields, yani in asma wa sifat, in tafsir, in fiqh, and in usul al-fiqh. Then the Shaykh says, so these fahadihi al-qawaid min sha'niha annaha tadbut li talib al-ilm ilmahu. Yani that these yarhamukallah. These principles help the student of knowledge to, yani, be more exact and precise, yani, so that their knowledge is formulated in a way that's easy for them to benefit from it. Yani, to put things in a uniform, organized fashion, to make everything, yani, to tie the loose ends, so that it becomes easy for a person to benefit. When you study these qawaid, a lot of knowledge is compiled in every qaida, so that if you study many of them, yani you have comprehensive knowledge in any particular field that these qawaid are written in. And there are qawaid in every field of the sharia sciences. The Shaykh says here, yani Shaykh Abdul Razak says that Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah akkada ala al-kitaba wa taqyeed. And for the sake of time, I'm going to try to yani summarize what the Shaykh says here, but the meaning here is that yani Shaykh, in his commentary, he's saying that not only is he telling us to learn these principles and these fundamental issues and these qawaid, but he is emphasizing the importance of writing down what you learn in these areas. Yani, أَكَّدَ الْكِتَابَ وَالتَّقْيِيدِ. That it be written down, that it be documented, that you don't just yani have it in your mind or general understanding of it, but that you write these principles down. And here he said, yani Shaykh Abdul Razak said, I will mention what I heard from Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah himself, a tremendous benefit that he narrates, yani a rare benefit that he himself narrated, when he said that we were reading to a Shaykh Ibn Sa'di. Yani Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen is saying about his teacher, we were reading to him one day outside of the masjid, in the courtyard of the masjid, yani in the outdoors, open air. Yani they, instead of being in the masjid, maybe it was very hot. They didn't have air conditioners in those days. So they went outside to get some air, and they were reading to the Shaykh in the courtyard of the masjid, behind the masjid. كُنَّا نَقْرَ عَلَيْهِ وَكَانَ الشَّيْخ يَشْرَى. We would read from whatever book we were studying to the Shaykh, and then he would explain to us, yani, the points. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen says, so some birds passed by. So I raised my eyesight, and I began to look at them, and follow them. Yani he's following the birds in the outside of the masjid. Birds are flying by. He got distracted by them. He's looking at the birds. فَانْتَبَى لِي. Then the Shaykh Ibn Sa'd, rahimahullah, Sa'di, he noticed me. He observed that I had been distracted. And he said to me, Ya Muhammad. He said to me, Ya Muhammad, Saydu al-ilm khayrun min sayd at-tayr. Yani that hunting knowledge is better than hunting birds. Yani right now you're distracted, you're trying to follow these birds, you're going to catch them or what? Hunting knowledge, what we engage in, is better than that. Sheikh Abdul Razak says, Sayyid al-ilm yuqayyid مثل Sayyid al-tayr wa Sayyid al-ghazal. Yani hunting knowledge also requires that it be captured in the same way that you capture the bird or the gazelle. If it is tied down, if it is يعني إذا ما قيد وربت, if it's not tied down, if it's not fastened, then it will flee, it will run, it will escape. So hunting knowledge requires it to be captured, and that is by writing, bil kitaba. Yani how do you capture the knowledge? By writing it down. Because if you didn't write it down, if you didn't tie it down, when you're in need of it later on, you will not find it. And for this reason, Shaykh Al-Thaymin rahimahullah, yani akkada ala qadiyat al-kitaba. Yani he re-emphasized or over-emphasized the issue of writing down knowledge, writing it down. Naam. And here there's a comment in the footnote, I'll just like mention it in passing. Al-Alama Baqra ibn Abi Zayd, Abu Zayd, rahimahullah, he said, exert yourself in memorizing the knowledge, لأن التقييد, yani writing it down, because تقييد العلم بكتابة أمان من الضياء, yani that writing it down, preserving the knowledge by writing it down, will yani assure that it will not be lost, and it will also shorten the distance when you are researching, when you are in need of something. If you have written down what you have found, the results of what you have found, it will be easy to go back and benefit from that. He said, especially when those issues, when you come across them in other than the place where you expect them to be. And sometimes you find a point about something is not, and you read in the book of Siyam and you find something about inheritance. That's not where you expect to find it. So in that case, especially write it down. Because you're not going to be able to go back and look for the point of inheritance in Siyam. You're not going to think you're going to find it in Siyam. He said, especially in that case, you should write it down if it's not found in the place where it's expected to be. And from the greatest benefits is that when a person becomes old or elderly and they lose strength, then they will have the notes, the points, the benefits that they have found over the course of the years of their study. They will find them easy to get to without yani wearing themselves out. This is mentioned in Hilyat al-Talib al-Ilm, yani by Sheikh Baqir Abu Zayd, rahimahullah. Okay, after this, the Sheikh mentions the last point. The last point of benefit related to the fourth area, that is tariqatu talib al-ilm, yani the path in seeking knowledge. This is the last area that the Shaykh gave advice about, and this is the last advice that he gave. And in this advice number 6, the last one, he says, naqish al-masail ma'a shaykhika aw man tathiqu bihi ilman wa deenan min aqranika. Yani ناقش المسائل, meaning discuss. You could say debate, but it's not a debate like an argument. But meaning, yani having a discussion back and forth, as some of you may be familiar with in our fiqh class on Sundays. Some of us, we have a munakasha, we go back and forth for a long time till we don't finish reading what we're supposed to be reading. A few people. And we have like healthy discussions, mashallah. ناقش المسائل مع شيخك أو من تثق به علما ودينا من أقرانك. يعني discuss or have that back and forth discussion of the issues with your teacher or with any one of your contemporaries, your fellow students, whom you trust them in their knowledge and in their deen. يعني meaning that you believe that this student who's your classmate, يعني you trust him in his knowledge, that he has good knowledge, that he cares about the knowledge, and you trust him in his deen, that he's a person yani, of uprightness, not a person of deviation or a sinful person. Yani with the people who you trust them in their knowledge, and you trust them on both sides, their knowledge and their deen, academically and religiously. Discuss these issues. When you study points, have a discussion about them. Don't just let somebody tell you it's like this and that's the end of it and then you just go away with it. But rather look into it, examine it, and let's go back and forth. But I see it like this, or I think it's like this, or I read like this. And have a healthy discussion, respectful, healthy discussion with your teacher or with those students who you trust their knowledge and their deen. Sheikh Abdul Razak says, not every one of your contemporaries or your fellow students is fit. يصلح لذلك. Not everybody is fit for this kind of مناقشة, this type of discussion. Rather, إنما يتميز بعض الأقران بعلمه وإنايته وضبطه. Rather, some of your contemporaries or your fellow students, some of them will be distinguished. They will stand out. يعني when you're studying with somebody, some of them will be distinguished by their knowledge and the care that they give and their precision and preciseness and exactitude in the way that they look at, take in, and return the knowledge that they are studying. They will become distinguished. So you will know from amongst your contemporaries or your fellow students, you know which one of them are the ones that you can benefit from them by having the munakasha with them, if you can't have the munakasha with your teacher. The Sheikh goes back to the principle, because he didn't complete it. He said, discuss the issues with your Sheikh or with the one that you trust his knowledge and his deen from amongst your contemporaries. And then he says, the rest of the advice, وَلَوْ بِأَن تُقَدِّرَ فِي ذِعْنِكَ أَنَّ أَحَدًا يُنَاقِشُكَ فِيهَا. And he still didn't finish the end of the advice, but he stopped there. He said, even if, this discussion, even if it is as you are تُقَدِّرُ فِي ذِعْنِكَ, that you imagine in your mind that there's somebody debating or discussing the issues with you. Here the Sheikh says, انظر إلى هذه الفائدة جميلة. هذه الفائدة جميلة. انظر. Look, this is a beautiful, this is a benefit that is beautiful. This benefit is beautiful. The Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, he is saying, قدر في ذئنك. Imagine in your mind that there's somebody debating or discussing with you this issue. Then you begin to answer them, and then you consider what's going to be their response to you, and then you answer their response to. All of this is by yourself. You're imagining what you're going to say about the issue, what your contemporary or teacher is going to respond to you with, and how you're going to respond to them, a back and forth discussion, even if it's in your own mind, if you don't find the opportunity to debate it or to discuss it with your teacher or one of your contemporaries. The Sheikh says, ending the advice, he said, وَلَوْ بِأَن تُقَدِّرُوا فِي ذِعْنِكَ أَنَّ أَحَدًا يُنَاقِشُكَ فِيهَا إِذَا لَمْ تَكُنْ الْمُنَاقِشَةُ مَعَ مَنْ سَمَّيْنَا. If it happened that this discussion, this munaqisha, this debate could not take place with whom we have mentioned, that is your sheikh or your contemporary, who you trust him in his knowledge and his deen, if that couldn't occur, if that couldn't take place, then the sheikh is saying, then in that case, that's when you have the munaqisha in your mind, considering how you would explain this particular issue and what might be the response of somebody who has a different view and how you would respond to their response and so on. Meaning, if you couldn't have this discussion with your sheikh or one of your contemporary students taking the place of the sheikh. Here, Sheikh Abdul Razak, Hafizahullah, he says, this is the end of the beautiful advice that the sheikh has precisely and accurately written down for us as a tremendous benefit from this great Imam rahimahullah ta'ala, that is Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. The Sheikh, Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen ends here by saying, what is the end of what he said? I don't have it in front of me, but in any case the Sheikh said something like هذا وأسأل الله تعالى أن ينفعك أن يعلمك ما ينفعك وينفعك بما علمك ويزيدك علما وأن يجعلك من عباده الصالحين وحزبه المفلحين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. That's the end of what the Sheikh said. What he said there is not written in the end of the book here, but it's in the beginning of the book in the text. The Sheikh is saying, After completing what he wanted to advise with, he said, and that I ask Allah to teach you that which will benefit you, and to benefit you from that which he has taught you, and to increase you in knowledge, and to make you to be from his ibadihi as-salihin, his righteous servants, wa hizbihi al-muflihin, and those from his hizb, the hizb of Allah, who will be successful. And then he said, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, katabahu Muhammad al-Salih al-Uthaymeen on the 3rd of Rajab in the year 1412 of the Hijrah. That's the end of what the Shaykh al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen said. And then Shaykh Abdul Razak closes by saying, with his dua, I ask Allah al-Kareem, Rabbul Arsh al-Azim, the Rabb of the tremendous supreme Arsh, to benefit us all with that which he has taught us, and to increase us in knowledge, and to correct or rectify our affairs, all of it, and that he does not leave us to depend upon ourselves, even for the blinking of an eye, and that he guide us all to as-sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. Indeed, he, tabaraka wa ta'ala, is sami' al-du'a, the one who hears. Yani, hears and responds. Yani, the meaning here, sami' al-du'a, means that Allah hears and Allah responds to the du'a of those who call upon him. Wa huwa ahlu raja, and he is the one that we have hope in. Wa huwa hasbuna wa ni'm al-wakil, and he is, yani, the one that we, yani, he is sufficient for us. And he is the best one to place in charge of our affairs. And then the Shaykh, he closes, Shaykh Abdul Razak, he adds a point here, and this is the closing of what he is saying here. وبالمناسبة munasiba الشيخ ابن أثيمين رحمه الله جمع له مجموع نافع جدا سمي كتاب العلم, يعني that a collection, يعني of some of the words of the Shaykh have been brought together in a very beneficial collection that is called كتاب العلم, يعني it's a book called كتاب العلم. And also this book has been translated, I saw it just today, mashallah. I don't know if it's the whole translation, I didn't get a chance to examine it. It's not, right? I suspected that it wasn't.
The questions in the back is not translated.
Hmm. In any case, yani, some of it is translated, yani, and then this is also encouragement for us why we need to learn Arabic, so we don't have to worry if it's translated or not translated. We can go to the original book and read it as it is. Kitab al-Ilm fi Majallat, yani, it's in one volume, laysa bi kabir, it's not big. It says here in the footnote, about 230 pages. There has been collected in it mutafarriqat kathira, a lot of things from different places. Yani, they're not from one source, from the Shaykh, from different places. Min al wasaya, advices. Wa tawjihat, words of guidance. Wal fatawa, and legal rulings. Allati yantafi'u biha talib al ilm. Yani, all of those things, advices and words of guidance and legal rulings that the student of knowledge will benefit from. فيما يتعلق بالعلم والمنهجية فيها والآداب التي ينبغي يتحلى بها طالب العلم إلى غير ذلك من الأمور. يعني this book is composed of advices and instructions and يعني fatawa that the student of knowledge will benefit from related to knowledge and the methodology of seeking knowledge and the manners that should be observed, yani, that the student of knowledge should adorn themselves with, yani, the manners that are adornments for the student of knowledge. Listen to the language here. يَنْبَغِ أَنْ يَتَحَلَّ بِهَا, yani, adab, manners that adorn you. If a person, if a student of knowledge has these manners, they will be adorned, they will be attractive because of their manners. And this is a tremendous point if anybody would reflect upon it, yani, because especially in the Western society where people don't have manners, some of the students of knowledge, they are seeking knowledge but they don't have manners with one another or with their teacher or with other people, even with the masses of people. Yani, the student of knowledge is supposed to be of exemplary behavior, better than the rest of the people. The Muslim is supposed to have better behavior than the rest of the people, and the student of knowledge is supposed to have better behavior than the rest of the people, than the Muslims in general. Because this person has knowledge, and if you have knowledge, then it's expected that you're going to act upon that knowledge. And the Shaykh has given some, yani, beautiful, yani, matters here related to adab that the student of knowledge should observe. And there are other things other than that. Wallahu ta'ala alam wa sallallahu wa sallam ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyin Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, yani, ajma'in. And the Shaykh, he closes by saying, and Allah knows best, and may the salat and salam be upon his abd, his worshipper and his messenger, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his family and his companions. And this is the end of what we wanted to present from this tremendous advice from the Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen. And then I want to emphasize before we close, unless anybody has a question, we'll take it. But I want to emphasize the importance of memorizing this advice for whoever is able to. I wish that we can make a challenge. Would anybody like to challenge somebody else? Don't challenge me, I'm too old to be challenged. Don't challenge old people, challenge young people with sharp memories like yours. But I'll also enter, no problem. But would anybody like to enter the challenge of memorizing this one page of advices of Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen? Yani, next week we're going to have a dinner. Maybe by next week, inshallah, somebody can memorize this one page and recite it to us. Let's see if any of us can memorize it or part of it. Yani, there are four areas. Some of them are very short. Some of those areas are very short. Some of them are a little bit longer. If anybody can memorize one of them, or two of them, or three of them, or four of them, I would love to hear that it be memorized. And one of the benefits of memorizing it is that you will be able to share with others. Also, one of the benefits of memorizing it is that it will be a constant reminder to you, yourself, of these things, your relationship with Allah, and your relationship with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the things that we should be doing beyond the obligatory duties, and the manhaj, or the methodology, these six advices that the Shaykh has given in reference to seeking knowledge, very, very important advices. If a person memorizes this, every time you do muraja'ah, it's going to be reminded to you of some things that maybe you were falling off on, or you were slacking in, or you have even abandoned. And when you memorize something, every time you review it, it brings it back to the forefront of your mind, and this helps you to be on top of it, to be diligent in doing these things, inshallah, that will weigh heavily on your scales in Yawm al-Qiyamah. That we, if we don't memorize, it's inevitable that we're going to forget much of it. And if we forget it, then we're not going to act upon it. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, there will only be regret. So anybody like to try to memorize? Anybody? I know somebody has to memorize. Naam, Musa. Naam, the haq. Mustafa, come on. Huh? Waleed. Some of it. Memorize one area, the first area. Yani the manhaj with Allah. That's tremendous. Everybody is in need of that. If you don't memorize anything else, just memorize that. And the the manhaj with the Rasul, sallallahu alayhi. Only 3 points, manhaj ma'a Rasul. At least those first two. Anybody else? At least take the first two. Tayyib, good. Khair. During the week, think about it, inshallah. If anybody didn't get a copy of the one page, or the pages that we sent out previously with the bigger print that's easier to read, or didn't get a copy of the book, let me know, inshallah, send me an email, I'll send it to you. Jazakum Allah khair. Any question anybody have before we close?